Yeah, time for another TryPhysics.com video presentation. So work equals heat equals, well, heat equals work equals force equals energy equals momentum equals pressure or weight. And the fact is they knew this 300 years ago, in a sense, that all the characters involved, Descartes, Newton, and Leibniz, all knew there was, you know, ways that energy could be confused or lost, they would say, and that it would break into pieces and the pieces would move, so things could shatter. I mean, they were clearly, obviously, they knew what glass was, they knew what different things were, and they knew you could throw it against a wall and the energy seemed to disappear, in a sense. But they kind of knew that it was caught up in the fact that all this other stuff was flying around. And it's really that simple, and there's no reason to confuse it. You know, the 1/2 mv² really just doesn't play a role, because it's really just as simple as, in the small universe, masses moving velocities, and that's energy. It's pressure. Heat is pressure. Okay, you add energy to a system, you're adding what they would call virtual photons in conventional physics, but you're adding little mechanisms that cause more interactions. They cause things to bang into each other, and when things bang into each other is when you have a conversion event. We would look at it that way. But it really is just as simple as we call it work, okay, when we can get all the motion to move in one direction, the direction we want for some purpose, and any work, okay, any energy that goes in some other direction, like even heating the body of a horse. You know, you're not trying to heat the horse. You're trying to feed the horse and get the horse to move in a direction. Well, yeah, the horse is going to lose energy. He's going to lose it to the ground, and he's going to lose it to the atmosphere, and he's going to lose it to all other places. And so you're only going to get so much work per unit of energy you put in, kilogram of substance, okay? And the substance is the, you know, you can go into the chemistry. The chemistry has motion in it, in the sense that it takes heat to, all chemical reactions are thermodynamic. They all require energy in, or they produce energy out. They're either absorbing heat or they're releasing heat in the simplest form. And all this was sort of figured out in the time of Joule in the 1800s. He did a very simple experiment where he just converted motion, any kind of motion, any pulling on the rope, so to speak, that would move his pulley, and it would turn a little turbine inside of a bucket of water and heat the water. So you could easily convert any kind of motion in the universe, just about, into its most elemental form as we know it, and that would be heat. The small little bits moving. You know, obviously I could argue there are more elemental. The force, okay, that we haven't identified yet is the more elemental form, and in its rawest form, it's something like a photon. It's something, you know, that doesn't appear to be, okay, it's substantive as an atom moving, but it in fact does make atoms move. And that's the real important part, that the small universe is the real universe. In that universe, there's no mv², okay? There's just how much mass is it, how fast is it moving, and that tells you how much weight it has. So I can drop a newton, you know, 100 grams. When I drop a newton in 1 meter, it'll achieve a velocity of 4.8, which means when it hits the ground, it's going to be basically a half of a kilogram. So you can say 2 newtons equals a kilogram. You know, and then that those newtons are supposed to, when a newton lands, it's supposed to be a joule. Okay, so a kilogram is 2 joules. So you can just basically turn it all, you know, it all works out quite well. You know, 1 unit of momentum is you know, a half of a kilogram, and so, you know, 2 kilograms, and then all of this starts to add up as long as you put a 2 in front of the kilogram. So as long as you understand, when you put kilogram in the equation, you're talking about 2 joules worth of energy, not just one. So that's the only place it mathematically breaks down. But that's, you know, the conversions are easy to make. It's all just mass velocity. You follow the masses, the little atoms, the little electrons, the protons, follow them moving a velocity, And you just add that up. You add up all the velocities and you add up all the masses, and you can figure out how much pressure the piece of space can impose on the universe. And again, if the pressure is in all kinds of directions, well, obviously it won't appear like work. Like right now, your body's working. It's radiating a bunch of heat in all kinds of directions. Now, all that doesn't look like work, but in fact is. And you would find out it is in space because you could shield one side of yourself. If we could put up a solid shield that wouldn't move in space, the heat would actually push you. You would move because of the heat you're radiating. It's real energy. It just has to be collected in one biased way, and you can turn it into, a moving force, and that's all the steam engine proved. So at the same time as Joule, Joule's whole point was to compare electric motors with steam motors to see which one was more efficient, because he didn't want to invest in a big giant engine, that was the wrong technology. So it was just because he wanted to know what was more efficient that he, figured out the best way he thought about it and said, well, I want to test. I want to know which one has more energy. So I have to create a device that can actually get to the core of it. Which one can really produce more force, get the most calories out of a fuel. And not even sure which one he found out was which way he concluded. I think he knew there was progress was electricity, so he probably invested in the future. But regardless, it's just this simple. It's just you're just trying to figure out which one loses more, which one. You put the fuel in, which one does this versus does this? Which one can you manipulate to get what you want out of it? But it's all going to come down to heat. All of it is heat. All of it's thermodynamic. You need heat to push molecules into each other to create new compounds. And when you have done that and you've created a new compound, it has stored the heat inside of it. And you can break it apart again and release the heat that you stored inside of it. But, it's all that simple. And there's just no reason to arbitrarily, and it was arbitrary. I mean, it was only just because some guy had a religious notion that this squared was put here. It didn't have anything to do with any necessity. It had to do with the fact he didn't like this simplicity. It didn't look like this had anything, M times V. Doesn't look like God has any role to play. So he put this little square in there because it creates lots of room for funky, weird things to happen. And that's what he needed to believe in. And that's the reason why it's there. And there's no reason, in the 1600s and 1700s, there was no reason to contrive this because there was nothing that wasn't working. Momentum was an explanation. It did work. And so it wasn't to fix a problem, a real one. It was only to fix the problem that people didn't like knowing Descartes' truth. They didn't like Descartes' truth. And Descartes' truth is we're all just recycled energy. We're just, that's it. None of us have new clothes. We're just using, the universe. The energy is just being recycled through the universe. In a very methodical, step-by-step, clinical way that doesn't have any, there's no magic in it. They didn't like the no magic theory. And so if you're going to aggressively support this, you ought to explain why it was necessary. You ought to explain what experiment creates a necessity, shows the necessity, because there is none. It's really this simple. It's all the same thing. Heat is work, is force, is energy, is momentum, is weight. It's all the same thing. And such. So this has been Draft Science on YouTube, draftphysics.com or debatephysics.com video presentation. And I shall leave it at that for now. I can do mathematics in some other video, but it really does work. There's really no catch to it. I mean, you can sort of see it in the numbers now. You can sort of see that momentums are like half the value of a joule. So if you just double the momentums, you get pretty close numbers. It's really not that difficult. You should be able to handle it. So till the next time and such.